Thank you. Well, I do pray that many of you have the next 15 minutes free where you can sit down with your Bible and read with me these parables in Matthew 13. We're studying those specifically in this chapter because there are long ones and short ones. There are those which are explained by Christ in the chapter, and there are those which are explained by other verses of Scripture. But I do want to impress upon my listeners that the most important thing you can learn from these parables is that the kingdom of heaven is here on the earth. If you at least learn that truth of the location of the kingdom of heaven, then you'll begin to read many of the scripture verses and passages in the Bible in a little different way, and you'll have or will get a better understanding of the teaching of God's Word, and you'll not be deceived by the false doctrine that you're going to go to heaven when you die, or you're going to go to heaven in the rapture, or your eternal abode is in heaven. Those are actually all parts of the great deception of the Antichrist. The gospel of the kingdom teaches us that Jesus Christ is to rule and reign on the earth, and the battle you see today in the world is actually the battle between Antichrist and between Christ for the rulership of the world. In effect, the rulership of the kingdom. Turn with me to Matthew 11 before we go back and consider the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. For here is a strange saying and conclusion by the Lord Jesus Christ, which, if understood, will help you understand what you see happening in the earth today right before your very eyes. Matthew 11 and verse 11, he's speaking of John the Baptist. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So Christ is talking about the kingdom of heaven. Verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. If you have an alternate rendering in the margin of your Bible, you will see it could be translated, and the kingdom of heaven is gotten by force, and they that thrust men take it by force. Isn't that strange? Well, now, if the kingdom of heaven is off up in heaven in the abode of God Almighty, why would this foolish Christ be telling us that those people who thrust men, in other words, violent men, are actually attempting to take the kingdom of heaven by force? Brother, sister, what do you think all the wars upon the earth are being fought about? Well, I'll tell you. They are very simply being fought for the control of the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is here on the earth. There aren't too many people in America today, but that do at least have some knowledge that the world communists are antichrist and are attempting to destroy Christendom. Their goal is to destroy the religion of Jesus Christ and cast it off from the earth and take rulership over all the people of the earth. Well, what is that? That is the attempt by the violent to seize the kingdom of heaven. Now, the devil is not stupid, and it's obvious that one of the simplest things to teach you, to conceal from you what the battle on the earth is about in which you are living, is to tell you that the kingdom of heaven is not here, that it's up there in heaven somewhere. And of course, that doctrine, that tradition of the elders, that Jewish fable, blinds you from what is happening here in relation to the Bible. Christ said, the violent are attempting to take the kingdom of heaven by force. Well, where would they take it? Could they take control of it in a spirit world in heaven? Nonsense. There's no indication in the Bible at all that in God's abode in heaven, he is anything but the supreme ruler and that everything is in peace and in order. No, the battle of the ages the conflict between light and darkness, the war between Christ and Antichrist is here on the earth. And millions of churchgoers are neutralized and put out of the battle, become casualties of the Antichrist doctrine by the simple expedient of telling you the kingdom of heaven is not here, it's somewhere else. I know this doctrine of the secret or pre-tribulation rapture of the church has taken good people away from any concern about what is going on here on the earth. People write to me and they say, well, Pastor Emery, I try to tell my friends what is happening, that the communists are infiltrating America, that the communists are building up a great military arm to come against America to conquer us. And all they say is, well, I'm not concerned because Christ is going to come and get me and take me off from the earth. Well, the reason they're not concerned is they have accepted the devil's doctrine, the devil's deception, the leaven of the Pharisees, if you please, which has blinded their eyes to God's Word. The tradition of the elders has made the Word of God of none effect. I one time listened to one of the great so-called anti-communist preachers preaching about heaven, and he happened to be reading in chapter 5 of Revelation, and he was using that as a description of heaven, and he was reading every verse and then commenting on it. Now, here is a man who supposedly is fighting the Antichrist, the world communists, the enemies of Christ and Christendom. But when he came to verse 10 of Revelation 5, he skipped it and went right on reading in verse 11 and on down to the end. Verse 10 of Revelation 5 would have given the lie to everything he was preaching, so he didn't read it. Verse 10 of Revelation 5 says, of the Christ, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. In his insistence on getting the Christians' eyes on heaven and away from the earth, so they could not fight the communists and the Antichrist, he had to skip reading certain verses of the Bible which would have revealed the truth of where the kingdom of heaven is to his listeners. And they do this all the time. The violent are taking the kingdom of heaven by force, while the Christians have been neutralized and have become casualties in the battle by the simple weapon of false doctrine and deceit. All right, turn back with me to Matthew 13 for this parable of the sower. Christ gave the parable in verse 3 through verse 9, and then the disciples came to him in verse 10 and said, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Christ's answer was, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So these parables reveal to disciples of Christ the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Then in verse 18, Christ began an explanation of that parable. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. So here we have several things identified. Number one, the seed here is identified as the word of the kingdom. The word of the kingdom. And who snatches it away from the person who has heard it? Well, the wicked one, Satan, or the devil. What is it that the devil does not want Christian people to understand? Well, the word of the kingdom. The devil is more fearful of an understanding of the word of the kingdom by Christendom than any other thing on this earth, because an understanding of the truth of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven would tell our people that the battle being fought here on the earth is for the kingdom of heaven. And in fact, when they understood that, they would be able to look at the Antichrist and realize that they are trying to destroy the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred peoples. We are their intended victim, And once you see that, you will recognize we of Christendom are the children of the kingdom, and our opponents are the children of the devil. And once that is understood, our people would begin to read God's Bible, turn to His Word, claim His power and His blood, and we would have the victory. But as long as the children of the wicked one can continue to deceive Christendom as to the true nature of the kingdom of heaven, just so long will the devil and his children have the victory over Christian people. We'll continue in the parables tomorrow, Lord willing. You be with me tomorrow when I return, Lord willing. Until then, goodbye. God bless you. Read your Bible and pray for Christian America.